Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. This week on Morning Prayer, we've looked at biblical examples of leaving behind old ways of thinking and behaving and adopting new ways that benefit us and others. And we've seen that we can count on the power of good we associate with God to help us adopt these new, more spiritual outlooks. Christ Jesus' disciples once asked him about leaving things behind, noting that they'd left everything behind to follow him. His answer is interesting. He says, "There is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now, in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life." That's quite the promise. It may not always be easy to give up the standard human ways of thinking about and doing things, but it can be done, and the rewards are spectacular. And they're not just otherworldly rewards. We'll be well provided for here and now, too, which is exactly what Abraham, Hagar, and Jacob found out, as we discussed earlier this week. We can count on an eternal flow of good. Jesus also said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." May we follow his words, leave old, materially based ways of thinking and behaving behind in favor of more spiritual ways, and find more and more abundant good for ourselves and others. Amen.